There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I am very. The game was pretty much the opposite of what we wanted to show and to do today. So I think we played for pretty much 95 minutes the game Bournemouth wanted to play, and a few moments we did the stuff we wanted to do. Actually, in the first half, I think our two or three best moments were similar, finding the half space, going from there behind the last line, scored a goal which was disallowed for offside, but was anyway a good situation, well played. Had other situations in a similar manner, had big chances after set pieces, which we didn't use, like, I don't know, how do you say it, no-brainers or whatever, where we have to score, but don't. But in the one situation, oh, that was not the only situation Bournemouth had, but there was one of the situations Bournemouth had with going behind our last line, finding the half spaces there, and we didn't cover each other good enough in these moments. And for the one time, Ali couldn't save us then. I didn't see it yet, how the ball went over the line. It was players in between me and the situation, so I couldn't see that. Being 1-0 down, yeah, full 45, 50 minutes time to sort it. Thought we started okay in the second half. Bit clearer in our situations. Get a penalty. Missed the penalty, and now it's of course hypothetical, but it looked a little bit for me like if we score there, the game does make the game better from the first half, but would give us a proper boost. But we didn't score from that, and then you could see we were a bit in a rush, didn't create enough really counter-attacking moments. Bournemouth fought massive with really big passion and won these balls, and then the boys showed really their quality, how they kept the ball. We couldn't defend them in the first place, so we had to track back and defend them there. Can't remember maybe one big chance for them, but or a big finish. The rest we defended, but it's still pretty exhausting. And then you have a long way back into their box, and so we lost the game, and very, very, very frustrating. Yeah.
You've had obviously a number of setbacks this season. Is this one more frustrating because you hit such heights last weekend that it felt like you had really turned the corner?
Oh, setbacks are setbacks. Huh? So, but we are in the situation we are because of the setbacks. That's how it is, and we are in the situation we are because of the good performances as well. So we didn't have only setbacks, but we had too many. That's clear. Today was a proper one, no doubt about that. Now we have to deal with it. We will deal with it. It's one of the things we learned in this season, to deal with setbacks. But then we have to make sure we recover properly, because on Wednesday we have obviously a big game as well. Then we have the international break. I hope that everybody comes back healthy. And then we have the football week, of all football weeks, opponent-wise. So, there's a lot to go for, but today is not, it's now not the moment for me to talk about that. This game was a massive knock.
Yeah,
Yeah, and how it is with knocks. You have to take them and then you have to have a look how big the scars are and then you go from there.
That was your first penalty of the season in the Premier League. Is that a factor in the miss, do you think, or not?
Oh, no, I think we should have had more penalties, but I cannot tell you now when exactly, but there were a lot of situations. You know, today, again, it's not important. So a situation where Mo Salah is fouled and doesn't get even a free kick, so this we can do obviously everything with Mo on a pitch, like holding and stuff like this, and he doesn't get. But that's nothing to do with the result. It's just you asked me about the penalty. So we got a penalty, we missed it. Yeah. So they help if you deserve them. We're still a team who is pretty dominant usually. We are quite a lot in the opposition box. It was a strange thing that we didn't have one. But now we had one and missed it. So, end of that story.
Jürgen, how concerned are you with the away record this season?
Yeah, concerned, yeah. I see it. So I think with the home games, we are top four, if I'm right. With away games, we are not even in Europe. So, yeah. There's always a reason for the situation you are in, and our away record is for sure. We could have had more points at home as well, but or maybe should have. But away definitely. So there was a big strength of us in the last years. We never made a real difference between. But that's how it is when you are successful. When you do the things consistently in the right way, you have a good with the quality we have. You have a good chance to win away or get away results as well. This is not often enough. Yeah, we have to. Yeah, it's a clear point, to be honest. Yeah.
Can I just ask a completely separate question? It's been in the news the last couple of days about Gary Lineker and the match of the day in the BBC situation. Jordan Henderson during the pandemic was very well spoken about supporting the NHS. He rallied round with the captains as well. And obviously we've seen that the players are now aren't talking to BBC today and this weekend. I just wonder what your thoughts were around that decision by BBC to step down Gary Lineker.
So they asked him to step down for the things he said. So my problem in the situation is of it is two things. How I understand it, I cannot, but I'm not native, but I cannot see any reason why you would ask somebody to step back for saying that. I can't, but that I'm not sure if that's a language issue or not, but I can find it. But that's the world we are living in. Everybody is so concerned about doing the things in the right manner, saying the right stuff to everybody, doing that. If you don't do that, then you create a shitstorm, which we didn't have when we were young. So these kind of things, it's a really difficult world to live in, meanwhile. But when if I understand it right, then this is about, so it's a message, an opinion about human rights, and that should be possible to say. But I don't know, what I don't understand is why everybody goes on Twitter and says something. Like if somebody asks him about opinion, and he could have said the opinion, but you don't need. I don't understand the social media part of it. But that's probably I'm too old for that. So apart from that, no. If I got it right, there's no reason for me.
Had you been asked to do a BBC interview today, would you have done one or not?
I'm not so much in the situation, to be honest. So I didn't do a BBC interview there.
No.
So.
But they didn't request.
So it's not about me now to showing the BBC. It's not that the guy with the BBC, Mike, today is obviously the bad person. I don't know. I heard about the rules of BBC that you don't. It's not allowed to have these kind of opinions. How is that a difficult world to live in? To fulfill all the expectations and the rules, and especially in public. So, I can't say more about it, sorry.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.